Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you about why are they jealous of you? Now, I want to start you off with a Bible scripture. It says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. And so people are walking around envious of you because maybe you got a new job. Maybe you were promoted at your old job. Maybe you started buying better clothes. Maybe you don't shop at the same place or hang out with the same people you used to hang out with. Maybe you just had a child. Maybe you just got married. Maybe you just moved into a new neighborhood, a nicer house, a better car. Whatever the reasons are, your enemy can see that God's hand is on you before you can see it, because you're so focused on God that you can't see that you have enemies and people that are jealous of you. But people are jealous of you, and they are jealous of you because of God's hand being on you. And when they operate in jealousy, they are operating in a spirit of witchcraft. And where jealousy exists, there will be all type of vow practices. Every vain practice exists. You know, where selfish ambition is, there is pride. And you have to stay away from those type of people. You have to keep your eyes focused on God. And you can't let that jealousy seep through. Because these people are jealous, and you don't know how dangerous it is to make somebody jealous. You don't want to make other people jealous of you because it's a dangerous thing to practice. Now, if people knew how dangerous jealousy was, they wouldn't try to make other people jealous. Now, there are some people who try to make people jealous because they are attention seekers. And so all day long, there are people who are anointed in arguments. And so you don't want to argue with these people who are your enemies. What you have to do is you have to prepare, you have to ask God to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And you have to be at peace with your enemies. Because like we said before, peace gives life to the body. A heart at peace gives life to the body. So you want to keep peace with your enemies. You don't want to let them rot in your bones. You don't want them to make you bitter. Because that's what rotten bones is a bitterness, you know? And so you don't want to let other people steal your joy and make you become bitter about the same things they were bitter about. They're coveting after everything that you have. They're mad at you. They blame you because you're blessed and highly favored and anointed and chosen by God. And they know that the hand of God has been removed off of them, and they can see the hand of God is still on you. And so they are jealous of you. And maybe you don't have the best car. Maybe you don't have a car at all, and they're still jealous of you because there are people who have more than you and are still jealous of you because your character outshines their shiny things, material possessions. Your character outshines their career. Your character outshines their profession. And so there are people who have more than you and are still jealous of you. There are people who are going to have less than you and are still jealous of you. And so you cannot let that jealousy seep through the cracks. You have got to pray for these people. And maybe you're so focused on God that you don't see them or you don't recognize them. But when God's hand is on you and he's getting ready to bring you out of a dark season and he's getting ready to do something great in your life, maybe you're homeless, maybe you don't even have a house, and there are still people that are going to be jealous of you. But because God's hand is on you, they know that God is with you even in your darkest hour and your worst of seasons. God's hand is still on you, and there are going to be people who are jealous of you. And the reason why is because of the mighty God that you serve, even in every situation, in every hour. In every hour, you always have a praise report. You always have something good to say. You always have fellowship with God. You're always spending time with God. You're always reading your Bible. You're always in your word. You're always going to church. You're always praying and praising God. And these people are still jealous of you. But like David, Samuel was after his life and was jealous of him and was an enemy with him continually. But David didn't let Samuel get the best of him, or Saul, or whoever. He didn't let them rain on his parade or get the best of him or steal his joy. He slayed lions, and you have to slay lions and giants and bears. He slayed a giant, and that's what you have to do. You have to take on the mindset that you can slay this giant that is before you, that you're not going to let some jealous bimbo who Satan sent steal your joy and bring you down to their level. Okay? So keep it in mind, friends, when God's hand is on you, you have enemies. You have people who are jealous of you even to the point of death. And you have to be aware and just stay on guard, be vigilant. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.